Today, I'm very pleased to share with you that it is a good day for Lumberjack football. With the impressive and committed help of our boosters, HSU will be playing football next fall.
In a turn of events, Humboldt State University President Lisa Rosbacher announced on Tuesday that the HSU Lumberjacks will continue their football program. For weeks, it was uncertain whether or not Rosbacher would decide to keep the intercollegiate football team. The team, according to Rosbacher, had outpouring support from alumni and community donors, and she said she was impressed by the passionate group of boosters who led a fund drive to sustain the program. Football is currently HSU's most expensive athletic program, and its fate was unknown due to the financial challenges of this year.
The university as a whole is having to find budget reductions and look for alternative sources of revenue. So we just couldn't take money from one other part of the university and make up the deficit in athletics. And we couldn't ask students to pay more in athletic fees. But fortunately, a group of truly committed boosters stepped up to help.
The initial announcement was proclaimed in front of student athletes, coaches, and invited guests. Rosbacher was joined by Jim Redd, a key leader in the booster fund drive, along with Seva Cordemanche, head coach Rob Smith, and interim athletic director Duncan Robbins. Redd expressed he was thankful for the commitment that many had toward keeping the program alive.
Humboldt State has played football for 90 years, and it looks like we're going to be playing for another 90 years. It's totally amazing what this community did. In about 60 days, we raised over $500,000 and almost $2 million for the next 5 years. That's unbelievable. But it only happened because this community truly cares about you student athletes and the tradition of Humboldt State football.
Meanwhile, the university continues to work toward addressing an ongoing structural deficit. Maintaining the program in the past meant a student fee increase, but that was determined by the HSU student body as an unsupportable solution. HSU students already pay the highest fees for athletics in the entire 23-campus California State University system. In closing, head coach Rob Smith said he was also grateful that Rosbacher had kept her promise and had given athletics a chance to raise enough money to fund the program.
What you keeping an open mind did was it allowed this community to step forward and show everybody, not just locally, but across this country, what an unbelievable community we have here in Humboldt County. All right, I can't imagine many other places doing what this community has done.
Ultimately, the strategy to fund athletics with partial community support would avoid the need to increase student fees. Collectively, the boosters and pledges to the football team have made $516,000 this year. They would need to maintain funds of at least $500,000 for the next 5 years to keep the program afloat. The plan is to collect funds through January to support the upcoming fall football season, as well as other sports in the upcoming academic year. For KHSU, I'm Natalia Estrada.